Everybody's new favorite person is in studio this morning. And if you like hockey even a little bit, Christine Kirk is now going to be your new favorite person. She is responsible for entering the Hockeyville USA contest where Kraft Foods announced that they were going to be giving all kinds of money to hockey rinks all over the United States that are big into junior and adult and Parks and Rec style hockey as a addendum to all things NHL hockey. Well, those young hockey players are coming from somewhere, and they include very dedicated parents who are in these hockey rinks all over the U.S. at sometimes the earliest of hours in the morning and the latest hours of the evening. And they put up this contest, and Christine Kirk entered it to say, hey, you've got to check out the Pepsi Ice Center in Bloomington. And what happened on, was it Saturday, Christine?
Yes, it was Saturday.
The Kraft Foods gave you a holler?
Yes, they did.
Tell me all about that.
Well, it's funny. We were doing yard work all day, and I just happened to be in the house putting the girls down for naps, and my phone rang, and it was a number I did not recognize. So I didn't answer it.
I wouldn't have either.
And then I listened to the message, because there was a really long message on the machine, and it said they were calling from Kraft, and they wanted to let me know I was picked in the top 10, and I needed to call them back right away. So, of course, I jumped on the phone right away, called back, got a hold of the lady that had called me. And she said that the Pepsi Ice Center had been selected for the top 10 and that they had just announced it on television.
And you're like, wait a minute, I forgot I even entered,
yes,
right?
Yes, pretty much.
Because when and how did you enter this contest on behalf of your kid's favorite hockey center?
I'm pretty sure I submitted it in January, February-ish, when I had seen the competition online. And I just on a whim, one morning, the kids weren't doing much, and I just sat down at the computer and typed it up real quick and submitted it because I thought everybody should know how great the Pepsi Ice Center is.
I've actually read the essay that you submitted, and it's beautiful, and you talk about how much you like one particular person over at the Pepsi Ice Center. Tell me about Joe.
Well, actually, in my essay, I do mention Coach Stacia.
Uh-huh.
But Joe is great, too. Joe's there every day when we go for practice in the games. He knows all the kids by name.
Mm-hmm.
He's really involved and oversees everything. But I do mention in the essay, our coach Stacia was the one that actually mentioned sled hockey when we were going through some stuff with our daughter Violet, and we knew she wasn't going to be able to skate on regular hockey skates.
Mm-hmm. And so this is what the $150,000, if we won, based on the votes that we all need to be putting in right now and tomorrow and the next day for this Hockeyville USA contest, if that money came through, according to Parks and Rec, who I talked to yesterday, who oversees the Pepsi Ice Center, they said they would work on, number one, sled hockey for the Pepsi Ice Center if this grant of, you know, fundraising money came through. So you have three kids. Two out of the three right now play hockey, but your youngest is just learning how to skate.
Yes.
Is that Violet?
Yes. Well, Eloise is our youngest. So
okay.
Oliver's 6 and Violet's 4.
My
and
apologies.
They both play hockey right now. And Eloise was on skates for the first time a few weeks ago.
At age 2.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Christine. Now, would any of the three of them play sled hockey if this was an opportunity?
Violet definitely would.
Okay.
She does already because it is up and going right now.
Okay, but I was told that they needed to do more for sled hockey. So how would the Pepsi Ice Center change with this money?
I don't know for sure. I think they would maybe make it a little bit more accessible with the wheelchairs and the walkers. It's just a lot in the building. So I think that there's more that they would do for that.
Well, congratulations, Christine Kirk. You, and I should give a shout out to your hubby. Your hubby is Henson Disposal, right?
Yes,
Tim. Hi, Tim. Your family right now will become the most famous hockey family in all of Central Illinois if your essay turns into us getting off our butts and voting and winning big money. So what do you know about the process of how we win? Because we have to vote.
Yes. So for today and tomorrow, the voting ends Thursday at probably 11:59 or something. So everybody can vote today and tomorrow. You can vote via text and online. You can vote up to 50 times for each. And I think they even say you can vote once via Twitter, which I'm not sure about because I'm not a Twitter
person. Problem. I'll take care of it for you. It's like one tweet, per day. But they're trying to get the Kraft Hockeyville contest out there. Now, a lot of people are sharing this on social media. If you go to the WB&Q Facebook page, Archie J has already put up the Hockeyville for the Love of the Hockey contest. And then if we, what happens after Thursday? There's like more rounds, right?
There will be two more rounds of voting. They'll go down to top four. Okay. And I think that should be announced next week. And then there'll be more voting next week if Bloomington makes the top four. And then it'll go down to the top two. I believe it's one from the West Division and one from the East Division.
Oh, I wondered why we were listed as West in the corner. I'm like, I feel kind of Midwest. But if you want to call us West, that's fine. So right now it's West versus East.
Yes.
And we don't want anybody to be confused when they're voting when they get to crafthockeyville.com. On the East, you've got a whole bunch of arenas we don't care about. But on the West, you've got two that say Bloomington. Make sure you get Bloomington for the Pepsi Ice Center, not the Bloomington Ice Garden, which is some other place.
Yes.
So if we win, it's $150,000. Second prize, $75,000. Mm-hmm. And then it goes down the road from there. So if we make it in the top four, we're guaranteed money, right?
Yes. Yep.
Wow, Christine. Amazing. All right, now tell me though, if we won the grand prize, there's an NHL pregame or preseason game?
Yes, I believe
possible?
An NHL preseason game will be hosted at your rink if you win the top prize.
Well, that would be fun.
So fantastic. Yes.
What teams would you like to see play? My idea would, of course, be the Blackhawks versus the Blues for proximity, but what's your team?
Well, I like the Blackhawks. My husband is a big Flyers fan, which maybe I shouldn't put out there.
That's fine.
So he would probably like the Flyers, I would like the Blackhawks.
Many sweaters as you want to. And then, I would say if you don't have the best seats in the house, if that happens, there's a crime against nature. Okay, because this all started because you entered a contest. Have you ever won anything before like this?
No, and I totally didn't expect to be picked.
Did you enter contests of any kind like this on a regular basis, or was it just a whim?
No, just a whim, totally.
Did you feel angels sitting on your shoulders whispering in your ear, Christine, enter and they will come? Did that happen?
No. Okay. And actually, I submitted the essay. I wasn't ready to submit it when it went through. I was trying to attach a picture to it, and I thought I was submitting the picture and to be attached, and the whole thing went through. And I wasn't ready at all.
Sounds like what happened with my taxes this year. It was like, oh, wait! Well, Christine Kirk, bravo! I really hope this works out, not only for your hockey family, but for all the hockey families here in Central Illinois. You've brought awareness, you've brought fun, and you've brought us a job. We got to be voting.
Yes.
It was really easy. I signed up yesterday so I could do my 50 votes online, which took me about 35 seconds. It was name, address, phone number. I gave the office address. I gave my company email. I gave phone numbers that you can't text me at. You know, I gave all kinds of things, but I know my votes are counting, and you can sign up to do this too. And we'll keep in touch. Can we do that?
Yep, that sounds fantastic.
Anytime you get another call from Kraft, you let us know.
Yes, definitely.
All right, thank you very much. Christine Kirk
and
the whole Kirk family, your hockey ambassadors for the Pepsi Ice Center here on 101.5 WB&Q.